The theme of the Beijing Olympics was One World, One Dream, and the world did come together in competition and for the closing ceremony Sunday, filled with performers, music, and fireworks. International Olympic Committee Chief Jacques Roga says victories were measured by wins and simply by showing up.
The Games is not only about winning, not only about being triumphant and winning gold. It's about the struggle of every athlete every day to achieve his or her own limits and having this resilience and saying, I will not give up and I will come back.
Countries like Bahrain, Togo, Sudan, Mauritius, and Afghanistan won their first ever Olympic medals. And the Beijing Olympics had no shortage of star performances by teams and individuals. Usain Bolt of Jamaica displayed unparalleled speed on the track on the way to winning 3 gold medals.
I just blew my mind and blew the world's mind.
American swimmer Michael Phelps made a strong case for claiming the title of greatest Olympian of all time. He is the first athlete to win 8 gold medals at a single Olympics.
Have ups, have downs, you know, go through everything and be able to accomplish everything you've ever dreamed of. It's fun.
On August 8th, inside the iconic Bird's Nest Stadium, the opening ceremonies featured an elaborate depiction of 5,000 years of Chinese history. The closing ceremonies Sunday were a simple reflection of the Olympic spirit and joy of competition. U.S. silver medal fencer Aaron Smart reflected the sentiment heard from many of the athletes who competed in China.
It's really not a political event. It's about being an athlete and bringing the most you can to the table, whether you're strongest, fastest, and that's what we believe going into it.
And for some of the more seasoned Olympians, like American 25-year-old and 100-meter backstroke bronze medalist Margaret Holzer, the Games have redefined their outlook on sports.
I feel like I've gone full circle. You go from being having a love of the sport to competing and feeling pressure and getting older. I feel like I've almost gone, you know, back around the other half of it and getting back to that primal joy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Olympic flag handled the ceremony.
女士们、先生们, 奥林匹克会旗交接仪式开始。
The Olympic flag was lowered and handed from the mayor of Beijing to Boris Johnson, the mayor of London, which will host the 2012 Summer Games. The Olympic flame, which has burned continuously over the Bird's Nest for the past 16 days, was slowly extinguished, and fireworks lit the night sky as the Beijing Olympics officially closed. In Beijing, China, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.